afternoon, Sheffield, and welcome to the Filthy Radical Show. You may know at the moment we are lucky enough in Sheffield to be hosting the summit of the G8 Justice and Internal Affairs Ministers in the city. This means that we are absolutely chocker with filthy radicals, and some of us are here bringing you our message right at the moment. We have got Dan over here. Say hello to the world, Dan.
Hello to the world.
And
hello.
I imagine the world is very well. Would you like to say a little bit, maybe, about what's happening today? What's maybe happening with these G8 ministers?
Well, in Sheffield this week, we have the G8 Justice and Home Affairs Ministers, and they're here to talk about things like how to deal with people trafficking and how best to deal with the war on terror. And some of the people in Sheffield who are protesting against that don't think they're doing a very good job of the whole war on terror thing, so we've been making a bit of a fuss about it, really.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We had a big protest yesterday. We had the lovely, lovely police guys up on holiday from London, in from Wales, down from Manchester, coming from all over the country to greet all of the lovely politically divergent people who we had out there. We had anarchists, we had socialists, we had ecologists, we put absolutely everyone in at the moment. What else have we got going on? What's happening tonight, Dan?
A couple of things tonight. There's a protest happening at the cathedral, possibly around about 7:30, but we're not entirely sure. That's because the ministers will be eating their food in Cutlass Hall. And so, again, some people will be going along to try and wave at them, but the police don't seem to want to do that whole saying hello to them thing. Also, at 7:30, will be rice for dinner. And that will be on Devonshire Green, and what we will be doing there is, I think, having lots of rice. Is that correct?
Yep, you've probably heard this year about the Make Poverty History campaign. You've maybe heard Bob Geldof on the news talking about the fact that every 3 seconds someone in the world dies unnecessarily, whether that's from curable diseases or from starvation or from extreme child poverty. This is something which the Make Poverty History campaign says is completely unacceptable. So tonight, in Sheffield, because we've got the justice ministers in, we're trying to send out the message that there's no justice without trade justice in the world. Make Poverty History is asking for 3 things. Trade justice, debt relief, and more and better aid to try to take about 800 million people in the world out of that sort of extreme poverty, which means women dying in childbirth, high rates of infant mortality. So if you're available tonight, 7:30, Devonshire Green in the city centre, you're being invited down to have some rice. If you can, bring some of your own along. It's going to be a big picnic against poverty. Send a really strong message to the ministers. What else have we got? There's some stuff happening tomorrow as well.
What is happening tomorrow, Chris?
I don't know. Rob, do you know what's happening tomorrow?
I'm not sure what's happening tomorrow.
It turns out that no one knows what's happening tomorrow. But if you want to find out, you could come down to the G8 Protest Convergence Centre, which has been set up. Dan, would you like to tell us where the Convergence Centre is and a little bit about what happens there?
Certainly. The address of the Convergence Centre is 111 Matilda Street. If you go down to the Rutland Arms, down on Paternoster Row, and then you walk towards Niche, you will pass a car park, and there'll be a big, tall, thin building to your left, and that's where you want to go. And I could probably give you a website address to try and help with that, but I can't find it, so I'm not going to.
The other thing to look for with the Convergence space is there's a lot of banners strung up on the side. You'll notice a rather appealing picture of a tank being driven, apparently by Hallam University, over the Cultural Industries Quarter. Whether this is a literal interpretation of what Hallam University have planned, or simply figurative, is something we'll have to wait and see. If anyone does see that tank heading towards the Cultural Industries Quarter with the Vice-Chancellor standing on the top and waving, please, please do let us know, because we should probably move at that point. Okay, coming up on the show today, we've got some very exciting guests for you. We've got Sarah Green from Amnesty coming in live to talk to us about the trade in people. We've got Steve Montgomery, who is the Director of Liberty. He's going to be talking to us a little bit about civil liberties, about the way that the police approach protests at these events, and whether he thinks that that's something that's appropriate, and whether that's something that Britain, as a country which is traditionally, of course, very, very proud of our freedoms, should be happy with.
And later on in the show, we're also going to have a special message from George W. Bush. Quite looking forward to that one. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes. George has recorded specially, just for us, a message. I think probably a message of support.
It's bound to be, isn't it, really?
I'd imagine. I think, basically, George W. Bush is, at heart, a dirty, filthy radical. if you look at what he's been doing, there's no real other explanation for some of the stuff he gets up to accept that he's trying to make the left wing stronger. So, yes, George Bush, well done. Our salute to you.
Good work.
Rest assured, when you come over to Edinburgh, we're going to be here to give you 3 cheers and a big pat on the back and possibly a Chelsea bun. What else have we got happening on our list of events, Dan?
I've managed to find some information on what's happening tomorrow, rather excitingly. If you get yourself down to the Conversion Centre, we'll be having a counter-conference type thing going on. The timetable looks like this. From 10 in the morning, we're going to be having a Make Poverty History workshop. Presumably we'll be finding out about all the issues there and what's going on with that. Then we'll be having some lunch. Very exciting hippie lunch. It'll be great. From 1 to 3, we've got workshops on non-hierarchical organising, which will be fun, I'm sure, on direct action, and on what's going to be happening at Faz Lane in Scotland. I believe there's some kind of blockade thing going on, some other sort of filthy, radical, filthy, dirty, awful thing.
Would you maybe like to explain to everyone who doesn't know what Faz Lane is, what exactly it is that goes on there?
Does anybody know what Faz Lane is?
Anyone? Rob?
Faz Lane's the military base in Scotland where our nuclear submarines are based. And obviously that's why we want to go there and just react against that as well. We don't really need nuclear weapons in this day and age, and they're talking at the moment about trying to replace them as well with new ones. So,
madness! Absolute madness!
It is quite literally madness. That's mutually assured destruction to you and me. Of course, we've changed the system a little bit now. Only we're allowed to have the nuclear weapons. So the previous strategy of mutually assured destruction becomes, I would have to assume, just assured destruction. But this is something we'll maybe be questioning the ministers about. Anyway, so we've got a protest coming to Faz Lane against that. What else is happening?
In Scotland, I think, well, obviously there's Bob Geldof's big day.
Oh, yes. Which day is that now, then? Have you seen a little confused?
I think it may well be Saturday the 2nd of July. Bob has asked for 1 million people to go up to Scotland.
1 million?
1 million people! Yes. Exciting. And he hasn't specified whether he wants them all to be filthy radicals or not, but we suspect they probably will be.
I'll clarify that. They actually won't all be filthy radicals. They're going to be wonderful, lovely people. There's going to be a big representation from the churches and the mosques all around the country who think, like you probably do by now, that filthy radicals are basically a waste of space and shouldn't be allowed on your airwaves. So if that's the description that fits you, please come to Scotland anyway to protest against poverty, because unusually this isn't just one for us filthy, dirty radicals. This is something that really everyone can get involved in. And Bob has also, of course, asked people to take their yachts, their fishing boats, put plugs in their bathtubs and float them out. Go to France, pick up French people, bring them over for the
French people.
As well.
We don't want French people.
Well, some of them are filthy radicals, apparently. It'll be fine.
And, you know, this is almost certainly true. I have, however, uncovered a suspicion that this isn't his actual plan. Let's think about this. An awful lot of questionably sailable vessels full of French people in the middle of the Channel. This is the biggest operation against the French since Agincourt. He's going to pick up thousands upon thousands of people from France, dump them in the sea. What's he going to do to them if they manage to make it over, if they can swim over? He's asking to put them in flatbed trucks from London to Edinburgh. Some people might say, what a wonderful, wonderful idea. What a cheap way to get protesters from the south all the way up north. I think he's going to start throwing them out onto the M1.
That sounds like people trafficking to me. Is he thinking of bringing French people in to make our sandwiches and stuff like that, do you think?
I don't know whether there are going to be sandwiches available at the Make Poverty History Rally. Possibly baguettes.
Ah, possibly. Well, it just so happens that...
This is something we're going to have to wait on,
yes.
I think.
Just so happens that in 5 minutes we'll have Sarah Green from Amnesty, who will be talking about people trafficking and what the GH should be doing about it, which should be quite cool. At the weekend... Just gone, we had a festival in Sheffield called Peace in the Park, and Mickey was there doing some interviews, and it would be quite nice if we could play one of them now, maybe.
Yeah.
Have we got time for that?
Roll that in before Sarah Green comes on from Amnesty.
Yes.
Hugh Thomas, I'm from Sheffield.
Which campaign?
Make Poverty History, the Make Poverty History campaign, which is a coalition of lots of different aid organisations coming together over the whole issue of making poverty history.
And what are you trying to do here today?
Well, here we're advertising the campaign in general, so things like the Edinburgh demo and getting people to send cards to the Prime Minister about the whole Make Poverty History campaign. But the main focus today is on our meal on Devonshire Green on Thursday evening, where we're trying to get loads of people eating rice, which is what billions of people who live in poverty will have to eat on Thursday night. And we're aiming to do this on the same night that the G8 ministers will be having their banquet. They have been invited. Whether they turn up or not is another matter. They haven't yet replied, my understanding is, but they have been invited along. But even if they don't, the point's been made that one portion of the world lives in luxury, the rest are living in poverty.
And what's going on in Edinburgh? What are you planning to do there?
Well, Edinburgh, there's lots of various things going on. My understanding is that, I mean, there's a march going on, there'll be different groups singing, but the main aim is to get a load of people in that city wearing the white bands, showing that they stand in solidarity with the whole idea of making poverty history.
Hi there, what's your name and where are you from?
Hello, my name's James Minnell, I'm from Sheffield, No2ID.
Okay, and what are you aiming to do here today?
Well, basically we're just trying to get everybody learning a little bit about the National Identity Card Bill, get them to sign petitions that we'll be sending into the main office, hopefully we'll end up going to the government. And that's it really.
Okay, what's the petition about?
I can read you a section from it here. It says that we believe the proposals constitute an attack on individual rights and freedoms. We believe they will lead to institutional discrimination and to unfair and unlawful denial of benefits and services. And, you know, basically the whole thing there.
Okay, and what are these proposals then?
I think you could talk for a very long time about what do they want to do, but basically it would involve the establishment of a National Identity Register, or the NIR, which would contain a record of everybody in the country over the age of 16. In your file would be your all 10 fingerprints, both iris scans, as a whole host of other information, every address at which you've ever lived in your life, any other names you use, etc, etc. It goes on and on. But that's the basis of it.
So we're here today in the shadow of the G8 Home Affairs Ministers coming to Sheffield. What message would you like to give to them?
Well, since most of them are closely involved in the establishment of these sorts of databases around the world, I'd like to ask them why they're doing it, and exactly what they hope to achieve with it, because, you know, you look into their proposals and it's quite obvious that it won't deal with any of the so-called problems that they keep telling us we have.
And where next? What do you plan to do after today?
Well, we've got quite a lot of signatures, new email addresses for people to contact us and get involved. We'll be doing a lot more stalls like this from now on in town, and then be parliamentary visits on the various readings, second readings next week, I think. So we'll be down there for that.
And you think it's going to be a very big campaign?
It's a national campaign at the moment. There's a lot of local groups. Sheffield's quite a new group, hence we haven't got a lot of members at the moment, but it's certainly growing. We get support all the time, I think.
Okay, that was some interviews from Peace in the Park. They were talking about the No2ID campaign. They were talking about Make Poverty History. Very exciting event was Peace in the Park. All sorts of people there. Lots of filthy, dirty radicals. By the time they'd finished, some of them were even filthier than when they started, I should imagine. It was a little bit damp that morning. They had a lovely, lovely march for peace and justice. I'm sure you all know how filthy, filthy, dirty radicals do like to march and shout at people. And that was something that was organised by the local Stop the War Coalition. Anyone like to say something about why we had that March for Peace and Justice and the Stop the War movement?
Yesterday? Or when?
On Which Saturday, one? Dan.
On Saturday?
Peace in the Park.
Oh, that one. I wasn't actually on the march, but I hear it was very good. Again, I think, you know, the whole point of it was just to kind of suggest, to show that people in Sheffield actually didn't agree with what the G8 were doing, and to protest against them. That's really quite obvious, isn't it? I mean, when you think about it, yes.
That's utterly splendid. I should maybe emphasise that. Some members of the G8 didn't actually go to war with Iraq. Those lovely, lovely French people who were coming over here to be drowned horribly in the Channel were, in fact, against the war in Iraq. Also, the Germans and... Anyone know what the Canadians think?
Canadians? I can't remember what the Canadians think, actually. No, not too sure about them.
Anybody, any ideas?
I think that they were against.
No idea. I think those Canadians were against it. They don't like to go with their neighbours to the south. Did you know Canada and the USA have the longest unpoliced border in the entire world? This is exciting information. You can use that next time you play Trivial Pursuit. And we do enjoy a good game of Trivial Pursuit down at the Convergence Space once we finish protesting. If anyone wants to come down later, just bring some board games, maybe. Have we got a Twister board down there yet?
Not at the moment, no.
So yeah, definitely there's some room to sort of come down, have a bit of a party, bring some beers maybe, a couple of bottles of wine, try and make it fair trade. You can get that at the Co-op.
I'm going to be bringing Risk, the game of world domination.
World domination, you say, Rob?
World domination, yeah.
Oh, we like a bit of world domination, don't we? That's lovely.
Marvelous. So yeah, we're going to be able to play exactly the same game that the GA are doing. How exciting is that? I'm going to feel really empowered.